Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
How does something come from nothing? What moments lead to the creation of something helpful, useful, beautiful, or life-changing? How does an idea leap from the brain to the real world? These are my questions. This is Lightning Strikes.
Lightning Strikes!
In my hand, I'm holding a keep cup. I did not know until recently the keep cup was invented by an Australian. Who joins me now, co-founder, CEO and spokeswoman of Keep Cup, the company, Abigail Forsyth. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sammy J.
Well, this is a thrill.
Isn't it?
Take me back in time. You used to run a cafe, right? What, just handing out paper cups willy-nilly?
Yeah. So my brother and I started Blue Bag in Melbourne back in the late 90s when takeaway coffee was really starting to take off and we're handing out disposable cups and then did a bit of research, found out that they weren't recyclable, found out that there's probably a million a minute going into landfill and thought this is not right.
And just on that, because I'm one of, like everyone else, only a couple of years ago realised that, well, they've got a whole plastic film inside them, don't they?
Yeah, they're really just a plastic cup with a paper sleeve on it.
Okay. So why you? Why there's all these other cafes around Melbourne and the world who were doing this, what was it that tipped you off that this might not be the greatest thing for the environment?
Well, I knew it was not the greatest thing for the environment. The trick was acting on it and doing something about it. So I sort of think what the tipping point for me was my daughter was a baby and she would have a milk in her sippy cup in the morning. She was about 2 years old and I'd go into work and have a coffee. And I thought, would I give her milk in a disposable cup? Would that be right? Is that the sort of world I want her to grow up in? And I guess that was the tipping point for me, that was, you know, there was a behaviour change element to it, that we needed to change what we thought was normal and challenge convenience. And that's what sort of made me act.
And at that point, did you start giving sippy cups to all your customers and they just looked a little strange?
Well, you know, the disposable cup's a bit like a sippy cup, isn't it? Well, sipping away.
So what was the next step? Did you start thinking about, you know, designs and things? Because the keep cup, as we all know, it's such an iconic feel and look.
Yeah, so we still thought the idea was so obvious we must be missing something, like why hadn't someone done this before? So in the winter of 2007, we got in some soup, reusable soup mugs and we trialed them and 15% of our customers reused. So we was like, oh, good, there's a market for this if we get it right. And then we designed the product and we thought it looked terrific. It was hand painted and all the rest of it. And we took it round to, we wanted to manufacture it locally in Victoria because, you know, it's about sustainability. Mm-hmm. And we went to a manufacturer and he said, oh, if this is just a plastic cup, like, what are you thinking? he said, I've got $1 million worth of tools sitting over here of better products, better designs, but the people couldn't sell them. So you go off and see if you can sell it. And if you can sell it, then you should make it. So at the time I was a bit cut thinking, what? But it turned out to be really great advice. So I called through the Cafe Blue Bag. We called all our catering customers and spoke to first we got to the sustainability manager and they often didn't have a budget. And then we got to marketing and we, you know, got to hone our pitch. And actually National Australia Bank were moving into their green building in the Docklands and they bought $5,500 off the prototype and away we went.
I'm chatting to Abigail Forsyth, co-founder, CEO of Keep Cup. Yes, the Keep Cup that you know and love. Abigail, these are all over the world now, but I'm going to presume that not all of them are Keep Cup branded. What's the deal with your intellectual property here? Has it been copied or imitated, or is that not a thing when it comes to a plastic cup?
Oh, well, lucky for us, I was a lawyer before I started the cafe. So we do have really good design protection on the products and good brand protection as well. So, yeah, what's happened to Keep Cup is it's become the category name. So we're now the Kleenex or the Band-Aid or the Hoover of reusable cups. So there's good and bad things about that, obviously.
Another bad thing about this year, though, for Keep Cups is the fact that, you know, here in Melbourne in particular, we're not allowed to use them at cafes. Have you seen is that an actual business hit to you? And I know all businesses are being affected in different ways. Or are you ready to bounce back pretty swiftly?
Oh no, that's a business hit, and more for our customers, which is the cafe industry, which has been hit catastrophically, not just here but all over the world. So there's some big changes there, but you know, that whole issue, there are ways that, you know, the climate crisis is coming on the back of this pandemic, so we can't, you know, solve each crisis separately. We've got to do them together, and there are ways to continue reuse safely even in the pandemic. So I think it's about people making sure they're advocating for that as they go about their daily lives.
Abigail, look, my mark on this world would be early morning babbling at 5:30 on ABC Radio Melbourne. You get to walk down the street and I imagine see people drinking from your creation. How smug do you feel in those moments?
Oh, it's such a thrill. It's such a thrill. And yeah, it's pretty pleasing.
Well, it should be, because it's a thrill based on something that has objectively helped the planet. So it's really been awesome to chat. I really appreciate you getting up this morning, Abigail.
Thanks a lot. Great to talk to you.
Thank you. Abigail Forsyth there, co-founder, CEO and spokeswoman of Keep Cup, taking us through the moment when
lightning strikes.